Hello, everybody. Guess what? This is an early episode of the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. Happy birthday card readings, because I'm going to be traveling this weekend, and I really didn't want to do the show on the road because I have a groove going on here. And I wanted to make sure that I'm in my element. Okay, I like to be in my element when I do readings. Like, I know people go on the road and they do, but you guys have no idea what's going on in my apartment. So I like to have all these people. They're not people. I like to have all the beings that help me and work with me to be with me here in my domicile. So I decided to do an early episode just so I can give these next three recipients. Happy birthday to you all, by the way. I wanted to give y'all the same energy that everyone else gets. So you are getting your birthday card readings early. I could actually set the whole thing majiggy, blah, 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 to publish on a certain day, but you know what? I don't want to get into all that. Why leave you guys, you know, waiting? You might as well get it now, right? Get it early, people. So with that being said, happy birthday to anyone who's having a birthday this month. We have three guests, I guess we can call them, coming up. And I'm going to be using a deck called The Soul's Journey. The Soul's Journey. That's what I'm feeling drawn to. I have my bracelets on, and I really don't feel like making them quiet. So here, get it out of your system. You're going to hear bracelets and stuff. Okay, everybody, I'm just so professional. Okay, here we go. See you on the other side. You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it. Happy birthday! Happy birthday, Omidele. Thank you so much for reaching out to get this birthday card reading. I am really excited to see what they have to say to you, and I'm sure it's going to be really good. Okay, I'm looking out the window at the most beautiful weather. So happy birthday. And let's see what they have for you, Omidele. Omidele. Okay, the card from The Soul's Journey is what we're using today. The card we have for you is Purpose. And this card on the cover says, I know what I am here to do. Honey. That is a beautiful, I hope that is true for you. And if it isn't, let's see if there's something that we can inspire you to do to help you find your purpose. So you know the story of how you came here. You chose to come here to Earth with one major goal, one major mission. But I think it's important to know that the underlying motivation for that mission is the expression of love. And to express love in all that you do. So when you're looking for your purpose, or you're seeking what your purpose is, it should be centered in love. Now, the thing about it is, this life here on Earth, it can sometimes distract us right? The physical dimension has many distractions from the goal. And it is easy for us to lose our way. Life on earth is full of obligations, and those obligations require your conscious attention. But that doesn't mean you can't infuse all of those things you do and the decisions you make with the basis in caring and compassion. So often when I ask people, you know, what did little, for instance, Omidele want to do? People always think I'm talking about their job. I'm not talking about your job. I'm not talking about your career. Because those things, job and career, are guided by your purpose. They aren't your actual purpose. You have to look at which activities, the things you do when you wake up in the morning, who you're greeting, what you're eating, all of these things, which one of those or how do those speak to your soul? You know, what brings you joy? And that is really what the direction your soul is calling to you towards. That's what it's saying. It's in the joy. It's in your own unique expression of love. It's love in the contributions you make to the world. And so, Omidele, if you're not happy with your current circumstances, then that's probably your soul telling you that there's something else. There's a better way to possibly manifest your own distinct gifts. You see what we're saying here? As always, they're saying that you should listen to your intuition. It's your connection to spirit and the voice of your soul. I hope that that helps you. I think that's a really good pathway to set you on, especially in your new year. Okay, this is your own personal new year. And you have the opportunity to be reminded to follow your purpose. And eventually, hopefully, this reading will ignite a spark in you to know what it is that you are here to do. I hope you enjoyed that. And I wanted to wish you again a happy birthday. I'll see you out on these internet streets, darling. Toodles. Happy birthday, Blue Moon. Yes, Blue Moon. Blue Moon is one of my friends from the metaverse. She was super sweet to me when we were, you know, hanging out there in the metaverse. So happy birthday. I'm so grateful to be able to pull this card for you, Blue. I like to call her Blue. She always had, in the metaverse, her avatar always had like blue hair and blue accents and things like that. So from the deck called The Soul's Journey, the card I pulled for you was Envy. Envy. I wonder what they want to say to you. But the underlying message is, I think I know how you're going to take this too. The underlying message is I am the same as everybody, but with different challenges. So, Blue, darling, this is a good birthday message. Okay. They're saying that some of the obstacles that have come into your life recently, you got to accept them because, okay, when people don't maybe not adhere to this, but I think you do. You know, the previous person, it was all about their purpose, right? And so with this deck, The Soul's Journey, it's like a reminder of what your mission is, okay? And it's also trying to remind you, because, you know, you made these decisions, you came down here, you were a baby, you can't really express yourself. By the time the adults are finished with you, you don't remember. So this is a reminder that to be jealous of the soul's path of another, somebody else's stuff, is to doubt your ability to judge what is best for you. So this is almost like, don't pay attention what's going on with anybody else. You understand? Don't pay attention. It has nothing to do with you. You know, sometimes it's human nature to covet, you know, the perceived luxuries. Honey, all you got to do is look at these reality shows and these celebrities and the tabloids. And you're like, ooh, I wish I could have that, had it. But Blue, you're not like that all the time. It's not even talking about celebrities. It's probably you measuring yourself. Don't measure yourself against anyone. You know what I mean? You know, it's like they're on a different journey. And you, that's not your journey. This is what it's really getting at, Blue. Just because you're friends with somebody or you think that somebody else's path might work for you, they want you to pay attention to the roadmap that you all laid out together, you know, before you got here. Their guidance is not your guidance. You chose this life and these circumstances in this life for a reason. Don't you want to find out why? Because disregarding that and kind of emulating or trying to parallel steps with another, it's going to cause you confusion and it's going to cause you disappointment. You know what I'm saying? So they want you to start looking toward your own path. You can wave to those other people, be like, hey, how y'all doing? That's cute. That's not for me. Hey guys, what are y'all doing? Oh, that's nice. Okay, yeah, well, I'm over here doing this because this is my shit over here. You understand? And another reason, and you know this well, this is like standard, okay, grass is greener stuff. You never know what's going on in those people's lives. And you never know what personal challenges, all of the personal challenges that they let you see or know or hear about that they're facing. So there's no reason to be looking over there and saying, damn, they mad successful and I'm not. And I'm just struggling. Honey, they be struggling in other ways. Because one thing you have to know is that you have to be what? Your authentic self. To your inner voice. Be authentic to your inner voice. Because only you know what's in your best interest, right? You really do know this, Blue. You know it. And if you don't follow your own path, you don't want to have to come back and do this all over again, right? Don't you want to do something new next time you come back? Okay, something fabulous. For all you know, looking at the grass is greener is what, you know, you did in previous lives. How do you know you're not repeating this for the millionth time? Don't repeat it. Come on. Shum on. Shum on, honey. They're saying, don't do this again. They're like, we went over this. Here you go. Okay, your own path, especially if you're feeling a little funky and if you're feeling like you got some obstacles, hey, there's a reason them obstacles are popping up. They're like, hello, Detour. You're going the wrong way. That's her other, the other person's situation and yours. Okay. Blue, listen, I love this reading. It popped up for you for a reason, honey. So I hope you take heed for this new, brand new year of your life. We have so many chances. Let this be yours, honey. Let this be yours. And have a happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday, free spirit, living soul. That's a doozy there, honey. I'm probably gonna call you free spirit for this. But I have you down as free spirit, living soul, honey. And I promise to use free spirit in the description. Free spirit, living soul, honey. Okay. So free. Happy birthday to you, Free. Why am I laughing? Because I didn't reduce it to Free. Next thing I know is gonna be free. So I have the cards here from the Soul's Journey, and let's see which one they're choosing for you on this birthday of yours. Blame. Ooh, what is this about? This is basically saying the underlying story here is I accept responsibility for my well-being. Whoa, ho, so this is about free. This is a perfect card for the name that you chose, because this is about the ease of giving away the power to transform your life. And even though there may be people along your path who have shaped you into who you are today, you and only you are responsible for your own happiness. Okay? I'm going to repeat that. And but I'm going to say it a little different. Even though there are people in your life or in your path who have shaped you, whether it's for good or bad, right? That people shape you in all kinds of ways. Know that you and solely you are responsible for your happiness. That may be a tough pill to swallow, because sometimes we point the finger at how people impacted you and what they did to you. And this is why you are the way you are, because so and so, so and so, so and so. But let me tell you something. Our memory, we think it's sharp, but by the time whatever was done to you, whether good or bad, once again, our memory has morphed it into something. And when you look at that word blame, sometimes you can look at that word blame even in a positive way. So let's shift this into a positive mindset, shall we? Sometimes when we feel that someone has done something for us to help us, and out of the goodness of their heart, they've done such great things, they made you who you are. Let's say it's great. Let's just use great for now. Honey, you're gonna start feeling like you owing them shit. Okay? That is a way of blame as well. I am the way that I am because so and so. No, baby, you are the way you are because you are responsible for your reaction to anything that anyone does to you. Okay? This is the auntie talking right now. Okay? Whether it's good or bad. So pat yourself on the back. Okay, to say if there's good shit going on with you, pat yourself on the back. You did that. You did that. But you can't take you did that for the good shit and not take you did that for the bad shit. Okay? And it's not to say that you are the blame for someone else's actions. It's just saying the only thing you have power over is your reaction. Don't give your power to transform to someone else. This is the crux. Do you understand? You accept responsibility for your well-being. Okay. So the ego. Let's talk about the ego. You know, I can't get off of this podcast without talking about the ego. It can be a very fragile thing. And the one thing about that ego, when it comes under fire, baby, watch out. Watch out, please. Because once again, for good or bad, your instinct is going to be, you know, to blame an outside force. We do not want you to walk through life with the victim consciousness. Because when you do that, it weakens the connection that you have with your soul, with your source. The mindset says, I don't have the power in myself to break free. Oh my God, see that? Because someone else's power is stronger. Now, with a name like Free Spirit, Living Soul, this is saying stand in that. Stand in that, knowing that you have the power to break free. Because no one's power is stronger than yours. That whole concept is an illusion, okay? Somebody having power over you. When you believe that someone else is responsible for your problems, that belief is the problem. You understand? Personal responsibility will empower you free. It will empower you to change your reality. Child. Because you can make the changes. You understand? No one else. You don't have to be like, oh, well, I need so-and-so to apologize. No, you don't. Shall I say fuck so-and-so? Lasting transformation always begins on the inside, baby, and it works its way out. There's a difference between a reason and an excuse. A reason is valid, honey, and a reason is unavoidable. An excuse, however, is an attempt to shift the blame. So they're telling you, stand in this screen name of yours, honey. Let's say it again, Free Spirit, Living Soul. And know that there's no one to blame. You have the power to transform. I hope you enjoy that message, child, because I sure did. Honey, that was speaking to me too. I think it was speaking to a lot of people out there. So blessings to you that your reading was a guide to others as well. I think, ooh, yeah. And let me tell you something, Free. If you've already discovered this, this is a reminder. Because you know there's always slippage. That ego could try to creep back up and slip right in and sabotage all the good work you've done. Wow, this was nice. This was nice. Happy birthday to you and many more, okay? Toodles! So live your life. Hey, live your life. Hey, and live your life. Hey, that is the theme song for this episode, honey. Live your life. Sure. I was reading from the soul's journey Of course, the deck is about living your life. But in this case, the three cards that came up today, purpose, envy, and blame, is really talking about people just staying in your own fucking lane. Stay in your lane. Focus on yourself. Don't worry about what they're doing over there. Don't worry about what they're doing over there. Stay focused. You got this life to live, and it's yours, okay? You can't live nobody else's life. So that's why I kept saying, live your life. Hey, hey, hey. Da, 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 da. Live your life. Hey, something about a ball chaser. Live your life. Hey, hey, hey. Live your life, y'all, okay? And have a wonderful birthday, knowing that this new year for you is all about living yo life. Okay, see y'all next week. Toodles.
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oludare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.